I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories.
All right, we are finally going to beat the heat, but it comes with a price. We got some storms coming, huh, John Lundberg?
We do indeed, Brian, and it looks like those thunderstorms will start to become much more prominent as we go past lunchtime. So that means the afternoon commute is going to be compromised across the area with some of these downpours. There could be a general 2 to 4 inches of rain over the next 24 hours, centered on later this afternoon and into the first half of the night before the rain begins to let up late tonight. But that could lead areas of flash flooding and, of course, some difficult travel that may have a carryover effect into the morning commute tomorrow as the rain is letting up and moving away. Then after that, break out the sunshine and the shades. We're going to have a great weekend of weather coming up across the area. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg from New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Looking forward to that weekend. Now, ahead of the heavy rainfall, the city has issued a travel advisory. Officials asking people to avoid travel from late this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, folks who live in flood-prone areas or in basement apartments, the city says you should take steps right now to protect your property and have a plan to get out if it gets bad. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds. AccuWeather keeps you covered with up-to-the-minute forecasts as we weather the weather together. The funeral for the NYPD officer shot and killed in the lobby of the office building on Park Avenue in Midtown Monday. That funeral happening today. Following up on details of that, other aspects of the investigation, we get an update now from Glenn Shuck.
2-hour viewing followed by a private prayer service and tribute for Officer Diderul Islam. The mayor and the governor are expected here. Hundreds of family and friends as well. Now, yesterday, the funeral services for the youngest victim of the mass shooting, 27-year-old Julia Hyman. That was at the Central Synagogue in Manhattan. Friends talked about her passion for life and her bond with family.
Julia changed our lives. She made us better friends, better listeners, and better people. We miss her with everything that we have, but we will carry her with us always.
Now, the NYPD tells us Islam will be promoted posthumously to detective. Now, in terms of the investigation, we've learned something about the rifle that was used by the alleged shooter, Shane Tamura. He apparently bought it for $1,400 from his supervisor at a Las Vegas casino where they worked. Now, it's unclear if that supervisor is going to face any charges. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Parkchester, the Bronx.
The Midtown shooting also becoming somewhat political. Mayoral candidates taking swipes at each other and also taking aim at the NYPD. Zohran Mamdani returning to the city from a vacation in Uganda. He says the NYPD response Monday was good, but also brought in protests.
I think what we saw on Monday was an example of how we would want a response to look like to an emergency. What we also see, however, in this city is the treatment of protest as if it requires the same.
Former Governor Cuomo talking to Channel 7 says Mamdani seems to lack knowledge of the NYPD, considering Mamdani called to dismantle the part of the NYPD that deals with shootings.
The Assemblyman called for the dismantling of the Strategic Response Group. That is the group that responds to terrorist attacks. That is the group that responded to the shooting on Monday.
Mamdani says his statements were made back in 2020. Quoting here, they were made amidst a frustration at the murder of George Floyd. Unbelievable. We have to dig a little deeper. Despite the money the MTA says they are raking in from congestion pricing, the price for buses, subways, and MTA trains most likely going to cost you a little bit more in January.
Metro cards are going away, but the price to hop on a subway is likely going up.
We're proposing a 10-cent increase, so it would go from $2.90 to $3.
Jesse Lazarus, the MTA's deputy chief for commercial ventures, says subway fares aren't the only thing that could be going up.
The 12-trip fare cap would go to $36 for unlimited rides on subways and local buses. For Express Bus, a 25-cent increase, so going from $7 to $7.25.
Drivers that use EasyPass on the road could also be feeling these increases if they go into effect, with tolls increasing anywhere from 20 to 52 cents. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams slamming the proposed hike, saying the current fare is already too high for many New Yorkers. The MTA will hold public hearings and feedback sessions over the next couple of months before they do vote.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
An update now on what is now a deadly Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem. We've been following this story here on 1010 Winds. The initial outbreak announced by the Department of Health last week. Now officials do confirm at least one person is dead. 22 people have been sickened with Legionnaires disease since last Friday. Now Legionnaires is not catchy person to person. You can't sneeze on somebody and get it. You get it from water vapor that has the bacteria. So, for example, if you're in the shower and you're breathing in some of that mist, if you live in central Harlem and you are experiencing flu-like symptoms, authorities do urge you to get checked out. It's likely that a water cooling tower in the area is a source, and all towers in the cluster zone are now being sampled and tested. A Bally's casino up in the Bronx now has a second chance. Gothamist reporting Mayor Adams vetoed the city council's decision to block the casino. Citing the need for jobs and economic investment, the initial blocking by the council took Bally's out of the running to get one of the three downstate gaming licenses, but it is now back in contention. This is not without a political angle. The Ferry Point Park site is currently home to a city-owned golf course, but Bally's paid the Trump Organization $60 million to lease it. Mayor Adams, of course, criticized for his alleged ties to the Trump administration. If the casino proposal is approved, Bally's would pay another $115 million to the Trump group. An Upper West Side grocery store losing a large number of its workers, reportedly because of a federal audit to make sure they are legally in the U.S.
A notice on the front door and at the deli counter of the Jubilee Market on Freedom Place explained the change in hours due to labor shortages and recent immigration policies. Shopper Susan Tall has been coming here for years.
I had a wonderful young woman here who was a shopper for me. I called one day and she said, oh, I'm leaving today.
She said she didn't know why until she read the sign.
Well, I'm horrified by the situation.
One worker confirmed she was leaving because she didn't have papers. A manager said the owner of the store did not want to comment. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
An abandoned dog in Central Park and a heartwarming story about a pet rescue.
Recently, among the dogs playing in the park, there was one that Eve Gittleson didn't recognize.
And I was hoping and hoping and hoping that somebody I knew, I know so many dog families, would come along.
Nobody came until Christine Walsh, who decided even though she had her own dog, she was going to rescue this 15-year-old who she named Lady.
She's been great. She's been playful. I mean, she does have senior issues, and that's not a reason to toss them out.
Lady does have cancer and is now in chemo, but Christine is staying positive.
It's overwhelming, but I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A GoFundMe now created to raise money for the dog's medical bills. It has raised over $20,000 thus far. Two Brooklyn men under arrest charged with allegedly staging car crashes and then filing false insurance claims. Authorities say they would recruit people to be involved, pay them cash, and then take the insurance money for themselves after creating these bogus crashes. 53-year-old Jaime Huracocha and 34-year-old Victor Murillo hit with charges of insurance fraud, conspiracy, reckless endangerment. The list goes on. Queens DA Melinda Katz says the men face up to 15 years in prison if convicted. New list breaking down the safest suburbs in the United States, and only one town in our area made it, town in New Jersey, Edgewater. Study from Smart Asset looked at 360 different suburbs and says that Edgewater is the eighth safest town to live in. All right, so how much coffee can you drink? Here in the newsroom, I would say we go through gallons on a daily basis. But the latest online trend has people drinking individual-sized coffee buckets Forget a cup of joe, we're talking buckets. 50 ounces of coffee showing up all over social media with the hashtag coffee bucket. Now, this isn't regular coffee. This isn't coffee regular. Two creams, two sugars. These are giant coffee-flavored drinks, like the one from Wicked Southern Coffee Shop up in Salem, Connecticut. It's called the Tiramisu Latte. It comes in a giant plastic drum. Maybe you're waking up, you're thinking, ooh, breakfast. You know what would sound really good? Pancakes. Maybe head over to IHOP. IHOP actually rethinking their pancake recipe. The chain now offering the Dubai chocolate pancakes for the low, low, low price of only $100. Sort of. Well, these are not standard pancakes. They are the standard buttermilk pancakes, but they are infused with Dubai chocolate flavors and then topped with a Dubai chocolate bar, Madagascar vanilla infused whipped cream, and a shaving of edible 24-karat gold flakes. Why not? Got to make them TikTokable. So they are only being offered at three locations nationwide on one day, but they are being offered here in New York, the IHOP, 14th and 2nd Avenue on Monday, August 4th, straight up at noon. Here's the kicker. They're offering these tastings for free and then selling a very limited quantity, but not for the $100 they're worth, $13. And then that's it. After that, they're gone. For good.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.